question I have is, we met with the BLM and several entities on the Trapper's Point, the Historical Society, and we're moving forward with that, and there will be a kind of a field trip when the snow goes off so we can figure out where they want to put this road. And it looked like it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's just they're getting
okay. And we're going to construct the road?
I wouldn't call it. We're not going to
construct.
Construct the county road.
Right.
Now, the idea is just haul in some roads
and fill up the roads.
And we're going to do that work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
One of the things that, again, on the learning curve, all of a sudden the Upper Columbia Valley cattlemen are there, and I couldn't figure out why Charles Price was there. Well, that's where they put all their trucks and all their horse trailers and everything, so they wanted to make sure that when they're sorting cows and stuff, there wasn't, wherever we put the road, it wasn't going to disturb the guys sorting cows and stuff. So it's just one more finger in the pie, so to speak, that happened. But we were all in favor of doing it, so I think it'll all come together when we get a chance to look at it.
Okay, very good. Anything further, Commissioner Rawhauser?
No, that's all I have.
Commissioner Noble?
I pretty much have in mind with the CCC conversation.
Okay.
Would like to emphasize if any of you would like to be more involved.
Yeah, thanks for that.
We appreciate it.
Appreciate you. Yeah, thank you. Commissioner Burnett.
Nothing to report other than
all right, excellent. Commissioner Bowsman.
I did an email. Mac and I collaborated on a report for a D.C. trip. I put that together, sent it to everybody last night. And I've got some hard copies here. You can either have that or Mary can email it to you, whatever you prefer.
Do you have a hard copy? Yeah, I have no paper person.
Pardon?
I've got no paper person. Do you have a hard copy?
Okay, good. They're right here.
Okay.
I was at Western Governors last week. I got invited down there to be on a panel with Pete Obermuller and Jonathan Sheffield from NACO and Tex Taylor from the university who helped put together the Summit County Economic Baseline data.
Yeah.
The Western Governors would like to support more counties doing that sort of thing as a basis for participation with the federal agencies in the planning process. And we had a lot of discussion about potential funding, where how that might happen, discussion about updating the reports, where the funding might come for that. We didn't end up with anything concrete except that it's something they would like to support beyond just the state of Wyoming.
Okay.
So that there'll be some ongoing stuff on that. At the end of the month, I'm going to be going to a Region 4 Forest Service meeting in Salt Lake City. It's more or less a meeting with cooperating agencies to talk about how we work together moving forward. I'm not completely informed yet on the agenda. I've got a conference call set up with Richard Stone to talk about what this is really about.
Oh, okay. All right. When are you talking with Richard?
I don't know yet.
Oh, gotcha.
Bailey Schreiber was putting together a conference call with Wyoming commissioners and Richard and her and probably NACO to talk about what we're going to talk about this meeting. So
okay.
Good. Sure, yeah.
Good.
Except that I got to go there.
That you got to go.
I know.
Okay. Anything?
I think that's all I have to report.
Okay. I just want to say I appreciate your report on your NACO trip. That's always very informative, and it also helps get out to the public the importance of our participation on the national level, not only with the NACO organization, but with all of the other government entities. It's quite a sacrifice on you, Commissioner Rawhauser's time, and I appreciate your willingness to do that, because if you're not involved, decisions get made that affect you, and you don't have a say. So, thank you.
There's an old saying, if you're not at the table, you're on the menu.
You got that right, too. And that is huge as far as the government goes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. So,
thank you, Ken.
You bet. And I have nothing further to report.
Can I?
Yes.
I want to just bring a topic up that we've had kind of out there on the fringe that we've not dealt with.
Oh, boy.
We had the meeting with Forest Service and Richard Stamm and that type of thing about the designating the Schedule A roads. We need to bring that to the agenda at some time, Mr. Chairman.
Would you put that on our agenda and get that organized?
Get it,
for us?
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I think we've got some, I'll follow back up. I think we've got some information that Mike Jackson put together.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we've got, yeah. So,
well,
let me.
If you're going to get, or Joel is going to get Rob to one of our meetings to discuss Skyline Road, maybe we can do Schedule A at the same time.
We could. Schedule A is broader than just a Pinedale Ranger District.
Yeah, true story. But it might be okay if.
Let me see if I can get that organized, but I just wanted to make sure that we don't lose track of that.
Might not be a bad idea to have Trish involved in that Skyline Road conversation either.
And if she's at that meeting in Salt Lake, I'd record her on the side and just change it back.
Okay, that's a good one.
I don't know if she's scheduled to be there or not, but
okay,
pretty good chance she should be.
All right. If we can't get them both at the same time, that's fine. Let's at least get scheduled or get, Schedule A moving forward. All right, we're going to pay bills, and then we are going to lunch.
Okay.
Yay.
So, Mr. Chairman, while you're paying bills, I have one bill that I want to talk to you about.
Okay, go ahead.
If you'll recall last budget session, we had a request from Big Brothers Big Sisters for funding. They receive a little bit of TANF money, and then we also give them funding, and the amount that was allocated this last year was $25,000. At the time of our budget, they weren't operating, they were without a director. They were in between with directors, and the program was not functioning. So at that point, you committed the funding with the caveat, the two stipulations being that there be a director hired and that the program is funding or is functioning. So I've received, at the end of February, I received a voucher for half of that funding, which is $12,500. We've been paying the TANF ride along, which is not, I think they have $3,000 or $4,000 worth of TANF funding.
Are they functioning and do they have a director?
Well, they hired a, and that was what I was going to update you on. They hired a director last fall, and she is working part time. She's stopped by to see me a couple times, and they had the report that they submitted with their TANF request, because they hadn't requested TANF funding for a while either, reported basically on community meetings that she had had and that she'd attended, coordinated care, and that type of thing. And so I wrote back to Big Brothers Big Sisters when I received this voucher, and I said, okay, The stipulations were you have a director, well, you have one. The other stipulation be that the program is funding, or functioning, sorry. And they sent me another report that indicates that they really,
are they not functioning?
I don't think they're functioning.
How many kids are they mentoring?
That's the $64 question here. They have a whole list of kids. They've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. They've got 10 kids. It looks like one may be a match, but the others are unmatched. They have 2, 4, 5 volunteers, which one being a match. So I think we have one match is what we got. And we've got people identified, but we, you know, we're not exactly functioning like we should be.
Perhaps a report to the commission before we fund the 12-5?
Well, this is the report that I got, yeah. And plus the fact that we made a number of, we met with some folks. We met with 7 different folks, one of them being me, which was a hi, how are ya?
I'm a little leery to pay that bill without, how about a face-to-face with the director?
Okay.
Before we sign that voucher.
Okay. I'll invite her to the next meeting.
Okay.
Mary,
what's TANF? Yeah. TANF is...
It won't come in my head either.
I'm sorry, here I am sitting there.
Needy families. NF is needy families. Aid to needy families. Temporary aid to needy families.
There you go.
Yeah. We have 4 programs that get TANA funding. Actually 5, because public health nurse gets money too, but she's not part of the grant we administer. SAFE, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Pregnancy Resource, and the Counseling Center are the recipients of TANF money. And we just flow the grant. It's a federal grant, comes to the state.
Thank you.
This time,
alphabet soup.
Oh, yeah, you gotta know the...
Gotta know the lingo.
We need
to cross from the terms. You know, when these 3 new ones come on, Joel started throwing around.
EIS is an EA, and NEPA is an
NERPA.
I got more here. That's just part of it.
And it's I saw package. These boys' eyes glaze over that first meeting.
NACO Association of County Officers.
Okay.
I think it says it in there somewhere.
It's ice. Salt.
Ice melt. Is that what it is?
Yeah. It's salt.
It's not bad.
I thought maybe he was getting ready for Gus and Susan.
Usually it does come about community.
Do they?
Okay, yeah.
What's that?
All right. Let's adjourn for lunch.
Is that it, kids?
That's it, kids. Will you, can we call Todd and Andre and ask them to come early? Because on my agenda, we've ended at 1:30, so I told my secretaries to start patients at 3. But just tell them to just show up early.
I changed the agenda on you.
I know, you did. But just tell them to show up early in case we're finished with Amber early.
Yep, I can do that.
I can text Andre. I don't have Todd's.
I got him.
Okay, you text Todd, I'll text Andre.
Turn off.